From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin from the national news. Foreign Affairs Minister Tom Marsudi has said that she supports the strengthening of the Shan WPNM, a network of women negotiators and mediators in Southeast Asia, and actively involving more women in peace negotiation in the region. Marsudi conveyed her support to six representatives from the Southeast Asian Network of Women Peace Negotiators and Mediators, or Shan WPNM, during a virtual meeting recently. Though Shan WPNM was initiated by the government of Indonesia in 2019, its members do not represent the government or the state, but individuals. Marsudi told the six committee members from Indonesia, Cambodia, the Philippines, Malaysia, Timor-Leste, and Thailand at the meeting that women should be given the same opportunity to contribute to the peace process. She also expressed the hope that Shan WPNM would strengthen and complement various initiatives and mechanisms related to the issue of women, peace and security, which is on the agenda of the Association of Nations in Southeast Asia. The Indonesian government has set aside a budget of about 73 trillion rupiah to procuring COVID-19 vaccine for the 2021 immunization program. It was said by the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto in Jakarta, quoted by Antara News Agency on Friday. Hartarto also noted this is a clear government anticipation of the presence of the government to procure vaccine so that the whole community can achieve 70% herd immunity. According to him, the vaccine will be obtained from several companies. A total of 1.2 million vaccine doses from China Sinovac have already arrived in Indonesia. The minister also said, the plan is that in January 2021, 1.8 million doses of the vaccine will be delivered by Sinovac along with raw materials for producing 15 million doses of the vaccine. He further said currently, the government is waiting for emergency use authorization for Sinovac vaccine from the Food and Drug Administration. He noted before issuing a license, the BPOM needs to compare the results of other clinical trials for the vaccine conducted in other countries. With 5,277 more patients recovering from COVID-19 in 24 hours, the total number of recoveries in Indonesia reached more than 500,000 as of Thursday, according to data provided on the covid19.go.id website. As reported by Antara News Agency on Friday, single-day recoveries showed a decline compared to the day before when they were registered at more than 5,000. With more than 7,000 fresh cases reported in 24 hours, Indonesia's tally of coronavirus infections since the government announced the first two cases on March 2, 2020, reached more than 600,000. The number of fresh cases was the second highest in 5 days. The number of new infections had hit a record of more than 7,000 on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the number of patients dying of the virus rose 181 to 20,589. The Indonesian government recently revealed that it is set to send 79 containers of hazardous materials back to Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and the United States beginning in January. Foreign Ministry summoned the envoys of the four countries to notify them about the plan on Wednesday. As reported by JakartaPost.com, the Ministry's Director General of American and European Affairs, Ngurah Swajaya, said the measures were in accordance with international law, namely the Basel's Convention on the Control of the Transboundary Movement of Hazardous Waste and Their Disposal. The treaty was designed to reduce the movement of hazardous materials between nations, specifically to prevent the transfer of hazardous waste from developed to less developed countries. Let's move on to the international news. Pope Francis, in his Christmas message on Friday, said political and business leaders must not allow market forces and patent laws to take priority over making COVID-19 vaccine available to all, condemning nationalism and the virus of radical individualism. As reported by Reuters.com in Sign of the Times, Pope Francis delivered his traditional Urbi et Orbi to the city and the world message virtually from a lectern inside the Vatican instead of from the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica before tens of thousands. The pandemic and its social and economic effect dominated the message, in which Francis called for global unity and help for nations suffering from conflicts and humanitarian crises. He also said, at this moment in history, marked by the ecological crisis and grave economic and social imbalance only worsened by the coronavirus pandemic, it is all more important for the people to acknowledge one another as brothers and sisters. President Tayyip Erdogan on Friday stated Turkey would like better ties with Israel, but Israeli policy towards the Palestinian remains unacceptable. As reported by Reuters.com, Turkey and Israel, once allies, have had a bitter falling out in recent years. Ankara has repeatedly condemned Israel's occupation in the West Bank and its treatment of Palestinians. It has also criticized recent U.S. brokered rapprochement between Israel and four Muslim countries. Israel's foreign ministry declined to comment on Erdogan's statement. Turkey and Israel expelled each other's ambassador in 2018 after Israeli forces killed dozens of Palestinians in clashes on the Gaza border. An Australian expeditioner has been medically evacuated from Antarctica following a five-day mission involving ships, helicopters, and planes. Australia, China, and the U.S. collaborated in efforts to bring the patient back home. As quoted by BBC.com, the Australian Antarctic Divisions, or AAD, hailed the outstanding success of an operation it described as complex and challenging. Details of the patient's condition were not made public. Officials said it was not related to coronavirus. The expeditioner was at Australia's Davis Research Stations in East Antarctic when the mission began. The AAD said that fortunately for the operation, a Chinese icebreaker happened to pass. It dispatched its helicopters to transfer a team of Australians to a site some 40 kilometers inland so that they could build a skyway for a U.S. aircraft to land on and pick up the patient. Listen, that was the news. On news from across the country, we will begin the first news from Kudus Central Java. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. The government of Kudus Regency Central Java has decided to close all tourist attraction in Kudus for 3 days from 31 December 2020 to January 2, 2021 in order to prevent crowds during the years and holiday that have the potential to increase the transmission of the coronavirus. Acting Regent of Kudus Hartopo in Kudus recently said, reminded the intent tourist objects, namely tourism villages, all tourist attractions and swimming pools on the matter. Meanwhile, on December 31, 2020, the Kudus Regency government also instructed the closures of business places, starting from modern markets, restaurants, food stalls, cafes, children's playground, recreation and sport areas and street vendors. Next news comes from Yogyakarta. All traditional markets in the city of Yogyakarta, totaling 30 markets, simultaneously held reresik or cleaning the market in preparation for the long holidays of Christmas and New Year's 2021 to increase visitors' sense of security and comfort. Head of the Yogyakarta City Industry and Trade Office, Yunianto Dwi Sutono, said in Yogyakarta that in addition to improving the cleanliness of traditional markets, this activity also checks various supporting facilities for the health protocols to prevent the spread of COVID-19. During the RERASIK activity, Ministry of Trade also distributed supporting equipment for health protocols in the form of masks, face shields, disinfectant sprayers, plastic partitions or insulation and porcelain sink. Last news comes from Chiamis, West Java. The Chiamis Regency Government, West Java, published a book on the history of Galuh as the beginning of the name of the Chiamis area, which discussed community life, culture, and tradition, so that every generation of the Chiamis community would know about it. Chiamis Regent Herdiat Sunaria, during the launch and review of Galuh history book entitled Galuh from Time to Time, at the Chiamis Regency Regional Secretariat Hall, said, and hope that the book could become a history reference and guideline for the public. The book on the history of Galuh was compiled by a team of 10 consisting of academics, historians, and humanists with the team leader, Professor Nida Herlina of Pajajaran University. The plan is for the book to be distributed to every school at the elementary, junior high, and high school levels so that the people of Chiamis Regency will read and know it widely. That was the news from across the country.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on December 26, 1908, when first-time black boxer won the world title of heavyweight boxing. On December 26, 1908, Jack Johnson became the first black boxer to win the world heavyweight title. He defeated Canadian Tommy Burns by knockout in the 14th round. The match was held in Sydney, Australia. Turning to 1991, the Soviet Union was dissolved. In the end of 1980s, the last leader of Soviet, Mikhail Gorbachev, tried to restructure the state through glasnost and perestroika policy. But it triggered disunity in Soviet Union, which finally and officially dissolved on December 26, 1991. The rights and obligations of the state were continued by the Russian Federation. The last event is that in 2004, Aceh was hit by the earthquake and tsunami. Aceh was hit by an earthquake measuring 9.1 scale Richter on December 26, 2004. The earthquake triggered a huge tsunami that reached Somalia on the eastern side of Africa. In addition, the tsunami also hit a number of countries around the Indian Ocean. In Aceh, casualties reached 170,000 people, while in some countries, the Aceh tsunami killed 50,000 people. In total, the casualties reached 220,000 people. At that time, the early warning system of tsunami was not yet available, so that residents did not have time to rescue themselves. In fact, the lag time between the earthquake and tsunami was several hours. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
pergi menjauh. Sepiku bagaikan debu. Hati pun tenang dekatmu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Export-Import Agency, LPEI, or Indonesia Exim Bank, received a credit facility worth $200 million with a two-year tenor from the Export-Import Bank of Korea, KEXIM. LPEI Executive Director 3, Agus Windiarto, in his statement, said that the synergy between the Indonesian Export-Import Agency, or LPEI, and the Export-Import Bank of Korea, or KEXIM, is believed to strengthen the existing cooperation. The support during the pandemic was proof that the two institutions were able to support each other to work together to restore the economy. The credit facilities entitled Master Interbank Credit Facilities Agreement was signed on Tuesday, virtually, at the LPEI office. Agus Windiarto said that the cooperation was expected to strengthen the development of bilateral trade between the two countries and further enhance the partnership between Exim Banks, who are members of the Asian Exim Banks Forum, or the AEBF. He added that LPEI welcomes the opportunity to collaborate with Korea Exim Bank after previously with China Exim Bank even during these difficult times. On this occasion, LPEI hopes to meet the needs of exporters and enable entrepreneurs to develop business capacity and ultimately help increase national exports. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Board of Directors, concurrently LPEI Executive Director, Daniel James Rompas, said LPEI continues to provide support to the small and medium enterprises segment and domestic operation to penetrate the export market. With KEXIM's support, it is hoped that the role currently given to LPEI to encourage economic growth through the National Economic Recovery Program can be further enhanced. Daniel James Rompas also emphasized that the loan facility is also a form of trust from international financial institutions to the LPEI in gaining access to funding to support foreign trade activities. I'm Luka Kusumawati, and that was My Indonesia.
Tiba saat mengerti jerit suara hati yang letih meski mencoba melabuhkan rasa yang ada. Mohon tinggal sejenak, lupakanlah waktu, temani air mata.
ku teteskan lara, merajut asa, menjali mimpi, hendakkan sepi-sepi.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum til manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
And it was Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to take you to Cilacap, Central Java, to enjoy the beauty of Cimandawai Waterfall.
Music.
waterfall is located on the border between West Java and Central Java, precisely in the village of Datar, Dayuluhur, Cilacap, Central Java. Datar village is located in the hills and is between two rivers, namely the Cikawalon River and Cidayuh River, which irrigate the rice fields of this village. It is on the Cikawalon River that the Cimandawai Curug Tourism Forest is located, which is the most beautiful waterfall and the highest in Cilacap, and is like a hidden paradise in Cilacap. Cimandawai is a name taken from the word Ci, which means water, Ma means Sima or amazed, Da means blood, and Wai means woman. So the meaning of the name Cimandawai waterfall is water that enchants or makes women amazed. According to the residents' belief, if a couple comes to visit the waterfall, they will get married. Cimandawai waterfall has 5 levels with a total height of about 100 meters, but what is clearly visible is only 75 meters. This waterfall is the highest waterfall in Cilacap Regency. The uniqueness of this waterfall is that the water source comes from the Singaraja River, and then the water falls into the Cikawalon River, which is below it. If the time is right, visitors will see a rainbow radiance under the waterfall. To enter this waterfall area, visitors only need to pay 4,000 rupiahs. If people visit Cimandawai waterfall, they will be treated to a stunning view. An unspoiled atmosphere and surrounded by shady trees and rice fields make this tourism spot even more enchanting and interesting to visit. If you are interested in visiting this Cimandawai waterfall tour, you can use private vehicles such as cars or motorbikes. The facilities available at the Cimandawai waterfall are parking lots, food stalls, prayer room, and bathrooms. Listener, Cimandawai waterfall can be one of your places to visit to relax and enjoy the beauty of the environment. So you should visit this waterfall in Cilacap, Central Java.
Yang tak biasa yang mulai ku
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, chocolate is a processed cocoa bean, or in Latin, it is called Theobroma cacao. According to historical records, cocoa or chocolate plants originated from Central and South America. Meanwhile, based on its history, cocoa cultivation has existed in Indonesia since 1560. Starting from the Spaniards who colonized the Philippines and brought cacao plants to their colonies, they were introduced to Indonesia, precisely in Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Indonesia itself is currently known as one of the largest cocoa producers in the world. Based on data compiled from pertanian.go.id, in 2019, the level of community consumption of chocolate in 10 countries in the European Union was 6.2 kilograms per year. Seeing the opportunities created by the consumption of chocolate in the world, authentic Indonesian chocolate products have emerged, one of which is Krakacoa. Krakacoa is a flagship chocolate product from Indonesia, which was founded in 2013 by Sabrina Mustopo. The name Krakacoa was created because it was inspired by Mount Krakatau. The cocoa beans used by Krakacoa products are 100% from Indonesia. There are four regions selected to become producers of Krakacoa products. They are Lampung in Sumatra, Sulawesi, Kalimantan, and Bali. The choice of cocoa producers is due to the fact that the four islands have their own uniqueness and taste, ranging from the characters of a fruity flavor, similar to black tea, until slightly spicy. The products from Krakacoa are very diverse and they have concepts that are rarely found on the market. The packaging also strongly promotes Indonesia, namely packaging with the theme of Indonesian batik and protected animals. The products have also been marketed to several countries such as Singapore, Japan, and most European countries. Besides introducing the taste of Indonesian chocolate to the world, this original Indonesian product has also been highlighted for international chocolate lovers. It is noted that Krakacoa chocolate has won the Academy of Chocolate Award in London consecutively from 2017 to 2018. In 2017, Krakacoa chocolate won 6 awards, including a bronze medal for the chocolate bar product Single Origin Salu Dengan, and a single origin gift packaging. Coupled with bronze medals for chocolate bar products Ginger, Coffee, and chocolate single origin Sedayu, Sea Salt, and Pepper. In the following year, Krakacoa chocolate won 2 awards, namely a silver medal for the product Arenga 70% Dark Chocolate, and a bronze medal for the product Arenga 100% Dark Chocolate. Listener, that was miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
J mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانغ جن شوي بي تاي كو جو يي فانغ شي سين سين غوانغ جوان بين دو فاي يان د تشوان بو ودا كو جو باو هو ني يي د كو جو باو هو وو
ايفيتي لا ديفوزيون ديل كوروناويروس كورتار لا كادينا د ترانسميسيون usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
hadirannya. Burung-burung bernyanyi, alam berwarna-warni, mentari di ujung rambutnya. Inikah
tanda tanya bunga asmara ingin bersemi sekali lagi. Tanda tanya bunga asmara ingin bersemi di dalam hati ini sekali lagi. Tanda tanya bunga asmara ingin bersemi sekali lagi.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present you a keroncong song entitled Air Terjun Tawang Mangu, composed by Sapari. The song tells about the beauty of Tawang Mangu waterfall in Central Java. A lot of people come to enjoy the waterfall's beauty and to release their fatigue from their daily routine. Indonesian people should be grateful for being blessed with various natural beauties such as beaches, mountains, and waterfalls in various regions. Like the lyrics in this song, the rhythm and music play slowly and comfort the hearts of those who listen to it. Listener, here is Sri Widadi with the keroncong song entitled Air Terjun Tawang Mangu.
Dengan bungamu indah, kau You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.